How have I learned to make sure I make time for the things that are most truly important in my life today? For example, family, friends. How do I make sure to not let opportunities like today to go to the beach with my family slip by as I think I need to instead catch up on some work, or I get afraid of missing out on something that's amazing? What do we do to avoid the temptation to take extra time working or trying to finish some project and instead make sure we don't miss on those moments that are most important? I hope this will be helpful for you today, because in my life it's taken a lot of painful learning to get the point to don't miss out on going to a beach with a family, or don't miss out on going to Disney with your family. I've spent a lot of days thinking that I'm hustling, I'm working hard, and I'm getting ahead, and I'm building my business. But many of those days were stressed and lonely, and I didn't even do very good work on those days. And today I figured, what's more effective to communicate this point than actually doing a quick video while I'm out at the beach? This is my beach outfit. You can see it works good that way. I don't have to wear any sunscreen. I just have this hat that covers almost my whole face. And then I've got these sunglasses that are prescription, which is nice. And I've got my prayer shirt on. It covers up my skin. So there, we can take a look around the beach. I'm very grateful to be out here today. And I almost said no. I almost told my wife, no, you know, I got some important work to do. I'm in the middle of so many exciting projects. Every single minute I work, for example, every blog post I make, I'm grateful, earns about $100 on Steam. And yes, it's tempting to sit there and say, you know what, if I go to the beach, I'm going to miss $100 or $200 today. If I go to the beach, I'm going to miss perhaps some opportunities, or I won't get to go forward with things as fast. But how many times have I already done that already? And then what's happened is I feel like crap about myself, and then I feel overworked, and then I do stupid things in my work. For example, I put out a video that aggravates everyone, or I work on projects I didn't need to work on. A lot of times we get opportunities in our lives or things we're frustrated with, and what attracted that energy lots of times was overworking, doing too much. I find if I have a bit better balance in my life, if I don't work so much, if I work, I think about 4 to 6 hours a day, 7 days a week's ideal. So I already did that today. Actually, I did less than that. I already did enough work today. I don't need to do any more. I've done enough. And this lesson has been tough for me over and over and over again, because most of us were programmed to go after that money. If we need to work long hours, especially men, but as we are making advances on gender equality, women are consistently having this problem too more. Let's stay at work longer, get that overtime pay. You know, I'll just sleep later. I'll just catch up on my time with my family later. And then later keeps taking longer and longer and longer to come. And someday we get so frustrated with our lives, we contemplate things like ending it all, or we end up getting a divorce, or we end up losing custody of our kids, or just having our kids frustrated. We get into addictions and we wonder how all this happened. And what I see is the little choices I make every day are essential in guiding what happens next in my life. Like just going to the beach today is one of those seemingly little decisions, but the decision to stay at home and work longer and to miss the time of my family is one of those things I've made so many times, I've done it so many times, that I'm grateful I've learned don't miss out on the things that are most important. Here's how I figure this out. I look at it from my deathbed. Now, I'm intending to live 150 years in this body, in about the same shape as it's in today. Healthy, full of energy, attractive, wonderful. And on my deathbed, at home, in the comfort of my own home, with relatively small pain, but a body that's just worn out, that's just had enough, would I look back on today and say, well, I should have sent one more message today. I should have stayed home and worked harder. Or would I say, it's time to go to the beach with my family? Which one of those from my deathbed would I choose to do? And it's clear when we look at things from our deathbed what is the right thing to do today. For me, it's clear too. I would have liked to have taken a few minutes to just get in a video real quick so that I have a video in a different format from usual. Because then that'll make time for me to even go to Disney tomorrow with my family again. So a quick video for a couple minutes. Share this experience that's taken so much trial and error for me to learn. I mean, man, over the last year or two, if I can point to one thing I've essentially done wrong the most, it's this: choosing work over family. Believing that if I just work a little more and a little harder, that'll help the things come to me that I want. I'm grateful today I think about that deathbed point of view, because it was real tempting, again, to stay at home, just work. Work that extra. When my family's gone's the best time to film, because normally my family's around a lot of the day, and the filming time when they're gone is golden. So it's tempting to say, look, yeah, I would love to get another video or a couple videos done and just knock them out while they're at the beach. And I've done that so many times. I'm grateful today. I'm so excited to be here at the beach and share this with you, because it helps to get out of our comfort zone too. The idea of going out of my office some days where I'm very comfortable, out of my home where I'm extremely comfortable, and even doing something like going to the beach, you might think, well, God, I'd love to do that every day. For me, I'm so comfortable where I am normally, it's a bit of a struggle just to get out and do something a little different. Well, I'm very grateful today. I share this with the hope that perhaps in hearing my experience with this, it's useful for you to maybe you don't have to make that same call so many times. Or you don't have to feel like a bad person for having made that call. Lots of times I've chosen to spend time working over my family. And the less I make this choice, the better I feel and the better my work's going. My work's going better than ever. And it's not hustling and working hard. It's loving my work. It's respecting myself. It's setting healthy boundaries that's helping my work to do so fantastically good. Because then I attract healthy relationships, I attract valuable partnerships, and I tend to avoid unhealthy relationships, partnerships, and opportunities. Opportunities where I am expected to hustle and sacrifice. I don't want opportunities in life that involve me missing out on what's most important. With that, I think it's time to wrap it up. Another episode of Happier People Podcast, which I hope you love and have enjoyed. Thank you very much for watching. If you'd like me to do more videos in a different format like this, would you please leave a like, because that's how I know that you enjoyed this. Thank you. I love you. Hope you have a wonderful day today.